From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Say you want to cut down a tree on your own property, or even just trim that tree. That might sound simple enough. In some places, however, you need to get permission from your local government first. WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us if you don't, things can escalate.
David Meyer considers himself a good neighbor of 12th Avenue. For decades, he's lived just off the street in Little Havana in the city of Miami. His name on Facebook is 12 Avenida, 12th Avenue in Spanish. He even works on 12th Avenue, at the office of Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez Rundle, the office that prosecutes murders, rapes, and other crimes. The Ceballos family lives one street over from Meyer, in a small house set back from the road.
We're constantly going to get new plants. I mean, we like doing this.
16 years ago, Camila Ceballos and her mom planted a royal ponciana tree. Years later, that tree would turn into a battle with the city of Miami. A battle that shows the unintended consequences of a city ordinance meant to protect trees. It all started with David Meyer, a self-proclaimed tree person. One day, Meyer was driving down 12th Avenue when he saw something that made him stop. The ponciana tree had been cut down.
He came into the property, took pictures of the stump, the clippings, and he emailed the mayors, the commissioners, called the firefighters, the police department. And that's how we found out.
What they found out was that cutting the tree was no small thing. The company they hired didn't take out a permit, and the family was fined over $1,000. That $1,000 was just the beginning. There's something called an after-the-fact permit. It came a few months after the tree was cut down, in the form of an ultimatum from the city.
Either we had to plant 24 trees in our property that were 12 feet high. So that tree over there, those crepe myrtles, are 12 feet high. So we would have 24 of those trees in our property. Or pay $24,000, so $1,000 for each tree.
If they didn't comply, the city would place a lien on the house. The family feared it could lead them to bankruptcy or to lose their property. Camila is speaking for the family, and she has the power of attorney for her father. He doesn't speak English.
My parents make $20,000 a year, and they're asking for $24,000. No, there's no way.
The reason the Ceballos family cut the tree is that it was totally tangled up in the power lines, and the roots had destroyed their driveway to the point where it damaged the bottom of their cars. And now it had backfired. Camila blames a lot of the mess on that phone call and emails from Meyer. When he contacted city officials, he used his state attorney's office email.
It's like you're using your power or your contacts in the city to push this around, and you're supposed to be persecuting actual criminals.
Meyer declined to be interviewed on tape, but I did talk to him. More on that in a minute. City of Miami Commissioner Manolo Reyes has been a critic of the city's tree ordinance.
Being a country boy, I really love trees. I don't have anything against trees.
Reyes's office often hears from people like the Ceballos family. People facing thousands of dollars in fines and staring down a complicated bureaucracy for cutting a tree on their own property.
I'm against is the ordinances that they are very, very strict, and they are completely, oppressive to the people.
Over the last few years, Reyes has tried to amend the city's tree ordinance, but every time he's brought it up, it's faced stiff resistance from activist groups.
We have a lot of horror stories, and we also have some people that they are activists. And they go around looking for a chopped tree, and then they call the authorities, and they find out who did it, and then they come after them like if they were criminal. There are some people that are fanatics.
After photos of the chopped tree at the Ceballos house were posted on the app next door, one activist from Coconut Grove emailed city officials, saying people should face jail time for cutting trees without permits. There's a core group of activists who show up to public meetings, hoping to protect greenery that defines the neighborhood.
I see it from all angles. I understand why people would say, oh, forget it. Just, you know, do whatever you want.
Katrina Morris is an activist in Coconut Grove. She's a fan of the tree ordinance, but it's not because of cases like the Ceballos families. In her neighborhood, she's mostly worried about developers cutting down trees to make room for bigger homes.
Do I want to go to public meeting after public meeting after public meeting? No. Do I want to go to the stupid commission hearings? No. I do not. But then I look at the trees and I can't stop. I can't just let them all get cut down. For what?
Miami Commissioner Ken Russell represents Coconut Grove. 2 years ago, he helped strengthen the tree ordinance, and he acknowledges the ordinance does have unintended consequences.
I think the main distinguishing factor between these warring factions on the tree ordinance has to do with speculative development versus homesteaded property owners.
Developers versus people who own the homes they live in.
We really crank up the rules to really protect against speculative development that moves very quickly in potentially wiping out canopy.
Cutting mature trees when developers want to build bigger buildings.
And that may have a negative consequence that's unconsidered when it comes to the regular property owner who just wants to trim their tree and makes a mistake and violates the ordinance.
Russell says he understands that getting fined more than $20,000 for cutting down a tree can sound excessive.
The flip side of that is those fines not being big enough have made tree removal just a cost of business for speculative development.
So a few thousand dollars, maybe not that big of a deal if you're building a new modern home in one of the wealthier parts of Coconut Grove. For other people who find themselves on the wrong side of that unintended consequence, it can feel like the government is working against them. The Ceballos family spent 9 months trying to get the city to ease the 24 tree or $24,000 mandate.
I feel like the city lives in a world that is not really the reality of the residents of Miami.
It was only when Camila got in touch with the city manager earlier this year that the city decided to work with them for a cheaper compromise. They could plant a few trees instead of 24.
So we planted 4 areca palm trees. So these are some. And then we had bought a lemon tree right before we cut down the Royal Ponciana. So that's a small tree. It has lemons.
David Meyer, the Ceballos' neighbor and the assistant state attorney who started this headache for the Ceballos family, declined to be recorded for this piece. He did tell me the $24,000 fine against the Ceballos family, quote, doesn't seem like the punishment fits the crime. But he still wouldn't hesitate to report another chopped down tree. At the end of the day, he said, a wrong has been committed and someone needs to be held accountable. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.